Everybody doing okay tonight? Man, we're so blessed to be here. I'm so glad that my wife, Sandra. Sandra, would you stand up? Do you have something on your heart you want to say to the people? No, would you stand up? This is my wife, Sandra. I know I introduced her this morning, but we're blessed. Pastor Thomas and Amity, again, thank you for having us. And it's just always good to be here with you guys. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And I want to put something in your spirit this tonight, okay? I talked about a new day. I talked about how God is inviting us. He directs us. He leads us. He invites us into a new day for the next step, for the destiny, the plans and the purposes that he has for us. And so this morning I said, listen, if we're going to go there, we got to forget. Everybody say forget. It says forget change. Don't resist. God will provide, direct, and give us strength. Okay, now listen to this in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 6. And he says, on that day, everybody say that day. On that day, listen, I want you to know, there is a that day for everybody. There's more than just one. There was that day when I got saved, when I fully surrendered to God, and he totally and forever changed my life. But then there's a that day that he's leading us towards. And then it comes in defining moments, what I call defining moments. He says, on that day, he says, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up. Everybody say, cheer up. Cheer up. So, well, cheer up, Zion. He says, don't be afraid. He said that this morning. He says, cheer up, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, and with his love he will calm all of your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Father God, I pray tonight that as we gather together again, Lord, we've come with hungry hearts, oh God. We've come looking for you again. We're in the middle of the move that you are initiating and that you are leading us in, and Holy Spirit, you know that we desire you, oh God, like bread for life and water for life. And as a deer pants for the water, our soul, Lord, longs after you tonight. God, would you allow us to collide with you tonight? Would you allow us to encounter you in a way that will forever mark our lives, oh God? Would you help me to share the word and this scripture and the thoughts? Would you release, oh God, just words in due season? Would you speak to us tonight, oh God, that we may continue, oh God, to look to you for everything that's before us in this season of our lives? God, we surrender to you. We invite your presence. You know that you're always welcome here. And God, we've gathered here, oh God, to collide with you. God, I want to collide with you. I want to have a collision with destiny. I want to have a collision, oh God, with an appointed time, an appointed place, with that day. May that day be this day. May that day be this night for those who have gathered here, oh God, that are seeking after you, that are hungry, oh God, for what you have to say to them, oh God. Would you whisper to us, oh God? Would you shout to us, oh God? Would you stir us tonight, oh God? May we again know that you're alive and not dead, oh God, that you're not finished with us yet, and that we can trust you to lead us to the rest of the plan that you have for our lives. God, we love you. We surrender to you. We welcome you here. Move in us, with us, and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So out of this passage of scripture I was reading, and all of a sudden on a Sunday morning, I just thought, man, I got to release this, okay? This is what I've come to do. This is the rest of the message, kind of, from this morning, because I'm never finished, but at some point I'm done. But four thoughts for you today. First of all, I've come to tell you, cheer up. All right. Turn to somebody and say, cheer up. Man, what's got you discouraged? Who messed with you? I mean, who got up all in your Kool-Aid, like we used to say in South Mississippi? I mean, it's kind of like, man, cheer up. I don't know what's taking the courage out of you. What or who has disappointed you? I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know who promised you that thing and then didn't come. I don't know what your expectations have been or what, but whatever has taken courage out of you, God comes to put courage back in you, and he says, cheer up. Everybody say, cheer up. I mean, if we would just do that, we change our atmosphere. I used to tell Pastor Eddie, Eddie and Beth were also with us for a season, and I used to tell him, he is so focused, and he was just so, man, I just appreciate it. And I still see it on him, and he's just like, that's Eddie, somebody said, I know. And I say, Pastor Eddie, because he was getting after it. Pastor Eddie, are you happy? And he kind of looked at me and said, yes, tell your face. And that wasn't a critical thing. It was just, he was so serious and so wanted to just do that that God had put in his heart. And so I just come to say, listen, I'm trying to look. Are you happy?
Yo.
Well, tell your face. Cheer up. Cheer up. Come on, man. Everything's good. Why? Because then he says, cheer up. And then he says, and don't be afraid. He says, just don't be afraid. Don't let fear grip you. Don't be afraid of the unknown and the unseen and where God is taking you. So he says, cheer up, don't be afraid. And then he begins to tell us why we should cheer up and not be afraid. He says, because, he goes on to say in this verse, because the Lord your God is living among you. I know you know this, but I want to remind you, the Lord, the God, is living among you. In other words, he says, I'm here for you. Cheer up. Don't be afraid. I'm in your midst. Pastor Thomas prayed it sometime today. I don't know. He said, where two or three gather in his name, there he is in their midst. But not only is he in your midst, not only is he amongst you, but he lives in you. Let me show you that in the scripture real quick. In John 14, he says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate or helper. And he said, how many of you like a little help from time to time? He says, I'll give you another helper, an advocate who will never, what? Leave you. He'll never, never leave you. And he says, he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him. Are you looking for him tonight? I believe we are. And if we're looking for him, we're going to find him. And he says, the world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, but catch this, because he lives, what does it say? With you, the Lord is among you, and now and later will what? Be in you. That's Bible. Jesus said, he's with you, but I'm going to the Father, and now he's going to be in you. So he says, listen, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So he says, cheer up. You're not alone. I know sometimes you feel like you're by yourself, but you're not alone. He says, I am amongst you and I am also in you. So he says, cheer up. Don't be afraid. God is among you. And the third thing that he says is he is a mighty warrior. He, the one that is among you and the one that lives in you, is a mighty warrior. Not just any ordinary warrior. He is a mighty warrior. He was a powerful warrior. He is a mighty savior, one translation says. He's the one that rescues you. He's the one that has rescued you in the past, and he is the one that will rescue you in the future. See, the problem is, I said this morning a little bit, I want to be the hero for my children. I want to be the hero I want to be the mighty hero, but there is only one hero, and his name is Jesus. And in every conflict and every battle in the Bible, there's God's people, there's the conflict. And by the way, the conflict's always bigger than the individual. This thing is bigger than you. It's just bigger than you. But you belong to him, and so he's in your midst. And so in the middle of every conflict, everything that's happened, he is the hero. So he's the one that comes to rescue. He's the one that comes to protect. He's the one that comes to cover. And I'm grateful that I have somebody that has my back. I want you to know he has your back tonight. Can I tell you a real quick story and then we're going to minister? I really am. What time is it? Oh, I've got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. I was remembering, I got a chance to go home to my hometown last weekend and minister at our home church, and just a lot of things happened. But I went to the old high school where my father was a football coach. My father played football at Laredo Martin. And then he coached at Laredo Martin. And then my older brother played at Laredo. And then I played. And then, you know, we all played at this high school. It was the original high school there in Laredo, Texas. And so we went back there. And I won't go through all the details, but I was reminded recently of a story when I was in middle school. I was like in the seventh or eighth grade. How many of you remember? That's a long time ago, I know, for some of us. But and I'll never forget. It was, you know, we had a common area, and the building surrounded it, and usually between, you know, classes, we had lunch, and then you would wait for the bell to ring, and then you would go back to your class. And so I'll never forget that afternoon. I was standing, there was a wall, just work with me here, there's a wall, and I was standing, and I said, and I had my books with me. Like I really used them. They were brand new. They never got used, but I wanted people to think that I was a student too, you know, so that I was studious, you know. And so I was standing there, and it was really close to the bell was going to ring for us to go back to class. And all of a sudden, there's about 12 guys that came, and one of them got on this side of the wall, if you can get that picture, and then they just kind of did a half circle. And the last one was on this side of the wall. And I thought, I know they do not come bearing gifts. I said, I don't know what happened or what I said, but this can't be good. And I'll never forget thinking, I mean, I'm 12 or 13 years old, however old you are when you're in the 7th or 8th grade. And I thought, man, I'm going to take a beating. I don't know who I upset. I don't know what I said. And all of a sudden, this fear tried to grip my heart. And I said, man, I wonder who. I didn't recognize any of them. And so the next thought that came to my mind, I said, okay, I'm going to take a beating. I said, but I'm going to fight. I said, I mean, somebody's going to know they've been in a fight. You know, and so I remember I was standing there looking, and this one guy was standing there, and he started to unbutton his shirt. Oops, I missed that. He started to unbutton his shirt, and I said, that must be him. And he's got all his buddies with him, and so before he could finish unbuttoning his shirt, I just did what I naturally knew to do, you know. And so we got in, and I just knew at any moment if they were going to, I was waiting for kicks and blows and whatever was coming, and I just braced myself for it. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, it happened that quick. If you've ever been in a fight, they don't last very long. I mean, like, it just, you're done, you know? And the next thing I know, nobody jumped me. And I got up, and I was shocked because they pulled us apart. They took us to the principal's office. And it just, I said, I wonder what happened to the other 11 guys that were with them. And then later on, I come to find out there was a young man that came. He says, you know, there's a guy that was standing back there. It's what we used to call back in the old day. We call them pachucos. And a pachuco was, these are guys, you know, those are the guys that most of the time have been in the 8th grade like 4 or 5 years. I mean, y'all know, I mean, y'all get me. So they're a little bit older, a little more mature. And he was a bad dude. He was just a bad dude. And he said, I don't know, but that guy there said to them, if you jump him, he says, you got to deal with me. And so I said, I had no idea who he was. I really had no idea who he was. And so I made conversation with this guy. That's a guy that everybody walked around. You know, if he was in this hallway, you want to make a left and go the other hallway. I mean, he just. And so come to find out, I had conversation with him. He said, well, I know you don't know this. He says, but see, I had an older brother that was 18 years old. When I was 11 years old, he was killed in a car accident on his way back from a recruiting trip to the University of Houston, where he was committed to go play football. And on the way back, a month before graduation, he was killed in a car accident. And what I didn't know was this guy that saved my biscuits that afternoon said, you don't know this and you don't know me, he says, but your older brother, Darío, that's his name, he said, he rescued me one time when I was in trouble. And he said, and when he passed, he says, I made an oath that if you or your brother Mike were ever in trouble, I was going to rescue you like he rescued me. Because of something my older brother did, I was in a fray, but I didn't get totally beat down because of something my older brother did. Now, the Bible says that Jesus is our older brother. Let me show you that in the scripture, and I'm going to give you the last word. We're going to pray. It says here in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, so now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them his what? Brother and sisters. For he said to God, I will proclaim your name to my who? My brother. Jesus is saying, he's our elder brother. And sometimes where we're in trouble and we need rescue, I was rescued by someone I didn't really know because of something that somebody else did. And in our lives, his name is Jesus. So that's why he's saying, listen, cheer up. Don't be afraid. I'm in your midst and I got your back. He says, you're going to have to get in the fray. Please hear me, church. Pastor Eddie talked a little bit about it this morning. We got to get up and we got to do warfare and we got to pray. We can't lean back when we need to be leaning forward and pressing into the things of God. And you might take some blows and you might come away with some battle scars, but you will know that you're not going to be destroyed because Jesus has already won the victory for us and our elder brother has our back. So no matter when it seems like the odds are stacked against you, you're going to be all right. Come on, let's thank God this morning. Let's thank God this afternoon. So everybody say, cheer up.
Cheer up.
Don't be afraid. God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. And the last thing is, he will calm all your fears. That's what it says in this one passage of Scripture. God says he's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Safe thinking. Okay, so here's what I want to do tonight. I've come to cheer you up.
All
right. Cheer up. Tell somebody saying, cheer up.
Cheer up.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
God is amongst you. And he lives in you. He's the mighty Savior. He will rescue you. And he's going to calm all of your fears. Let me pray, and then we're going to minister. I'm going to ask the worship team if they'll get back up. Thank you, Lord. 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 Just right where you're at, would you just build a quiet place with him for just a moment as we go back into a time of worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're a good God. Listen, this is real personal. I don't want anybody looking around for just a moment. And we're gonna shift a little bit into some ministry. But if you're here and you feel like you're alone and you feel, man, if I just had somebody to help me, if somebody just had my back, if I could just feel the security of knowing that I'm not going in this and to this alone, then man, I just that changes things when you know that he's with you. And some of you have felt like you're going through this by yourself. You're having to navigate this. You're just having to, you know, how am I? I'm doing the best I can, and I feel outnumbered. I feel like it's greater than. I'm in the middle of something that needs to happen, but it's bigger than I am, and I need a rescuer. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Every eye closed in this place for just a brief moment. That we set aside for you, oh God, the rescuer. To send the help that only you can send. To give us the kind of help that only you can give. To give us the outcome that only you can produce. God, I need you. I need to know that you are. You got my back. I said that earlier. When I said that, someone said, man, I wish that was true. I want you to know it's true. You said, I need someone to have my back because I feel like I'm outnumbered in my home, in the conditions, in the situation, in my family life, in my whatever it is. Would you just lift your hands and say, God, I know tonight that I am not alone. Just right where you are. Don't be looking around. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I don't want to minister this prophetic, because I want you to know that he's got your back tonight. Come on, all over this place, just right there where you are. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I say to you, cheer up. Cheer up, don't be afraid. He is here and he is in you. And he comes to be your rescuer tonight, to be the mighty Savior in your life, over that circumstance, over that thing that's bigger than you are. So peace. He's come to calm all your fears. Let it be so tonight, Father. Let it be so tonight. Let it be so tonight. In Jesus' name.